This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Long count. Straightens up. Takes the snap. Here comes the rush. He's hit, and it's intercepted. It's picked off by Robinson. Robinson at the 30. Cuts back across the field. Patrick Robinson looks for a block. Now he's at the 20, he's at the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Patrick Robinson!
It is a play 4 years ago yesterday that got the Eagles, it really helped get the Eagles, that wasn't the only play, helped the Eagles win the game, the playoff game, and the conference championship, which the Dallas Cowboys, it's a rumor. Conference championship games for the Cowboys are a rumor. 4 years ago, when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, they won that conference championship, obviously, and got to the Super Bowl. And Patrick Robinson, there was some big plays made by players that aren't even with the team anymore. And that's what the NFL is. But that's part, obviously, we're going to talk about the Eagles today. But I can't let go. Can't go look at the Sixers. What a joke. They are such a joke. They are such a joke. They are such a joke. They're a joke. I can't say it enough. They're a joke. But we'll get to that. But the Eagles, we'll talk about the Eagles, and we'll talk about Jalen Hurts for months until camp starts, through camp, into the season. Jalen Hurts will be the quarterback. There are no other options. The quarterbacks are going to be drafted too high in the draft. There's just no reason for the Eagles to use a number one pick for a quarterback who you don't even know the quarterbacks that are going to come out this year are any better than Jalen Hurts. And there's questions whether they would be, and then they'd have to take time. It's ridiculous. So forget about a quarterback. The quarterback is Hurts. I don't want Russell Wilson a little, not a little tiny bit. The problem, he's on the downside of his career. He's going to want a major contract, and that's what he wants from Seattle, and that's what he's going to want from a new team. It's going to cost you a lot of money. It's going to hurt you with building your team. I don't want Russell Wilson, and Aaron Rodgers isn't coming here. All right. I would take Aaron Rodgers, knowing that you're going to have to pay him. But Aaron Rodgers isn't coming here. I mean, Russell Wilson, his defense made it. Now, he's a really good quarterback. He was a really good quarterback. He's not a really good quarterback anymore. He's a good quarterback. But Jalen Hurts is a better option than Russell Wilson for the future of this football team. And I don't know that Jalen Hurts is the future of this football team. I know the Eagles can't be happy with that mic'd up audio of the coach from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers saying that Jalen Hurts can't read the defense. And that's been a problem of his, and he's got to get better at that. His pre-snap reads, and I've had a Hall of Fame quarterback who's watched the Eagles tell me the same thing. He's not very good at scanning the field in his pre-snap reads. And he has seen that. So he's got to get better. It's not like he can't get better at that. You know, his arm strength is good enough, probably. His decision-making is not good enough. He's late on deep throws. That's why the safety seemingly, and it's not the first time a safety has intercepted a pass of his, he's late on throws, and it gives the safety time to get over. There's always a safety back there somewhere. So it won't be a debate. It'll be a discussion. But on WIP, it'll certainly be a debate whether Jalen Hurts really is the right guy. Is he the right guy? Not for next year. He's going to be here next year. I believe that Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni were truthful the other day because they know what their options are. Now, will they look into Deshaun Watson and ask Houston again, hey, listen, what's it going to take to get Deshaun Watson? And they will look into that. And when Houston says 3 first-round draft picks, at one point the Eagles were willing to trade 3 first-round draft picks. They're not willing to trade that now. I think they were going to give up more than 3 first-round draft picks for Deshaun Watson, who is still no worse than the 6th or 7th best quarterback in the league. Now, he's got issues with him as a person. I get that. He obviously would have to get better and get over that. He's going to be suspended next year. The Eagles would have to accept that. So, all in all, there are thoughts there. But the Eagles fans, most of you have recovered. Most of you have recovered from the Eagles' playoff loss. If it was a close game, here's where you're probably lucky. If it was a close game, you would probably have had trouble recovering from that game. There's no way you would have been able to recover from that game. If they lost at the end, people would really be must. The fans would be in the WIP. You can't get any worse than the whine, and it goes on at WIP. Can't get any worse than that. Can't get any worse. I'm going to bring in some Bruno's cheese. They got the finest cheeses in the city. So I'm going to bring some in for all these people that are still whining. But there's still some people out there that are whining. And I will have a DeBruno Brothers $100 gift certificate for our question today. So you can get your own cheese if you're still whining. All right. The quarterback is an issue. But there's so many other areas. When I say so many, when you recognize and look at this, hey, it's great that the Eagles got 9 wins. It's great that they were above 500. It showed a lot of progress. It showed a lot of progress. They have the best chance of winning a championship sooner than any other team in town, which doesn't say a lot for the other teams in town. And it says a little bit for the Eagles because they can build it and get there. The other teams, I don't know what they're doing. We won't even discuss the Flyers because that is it's brutal, awful, terrible, disgusting, disgraceful. You can take all those words and it doesn't matter. 2 10-game losing streaks in the first half of the season has never happened in the National Hockey League. It's terrible. Culture's bad. The players are not good enough. It's just the organization has got issues. But I don't want to dwell on the fly. Let me get away from that. But the Eagles have the best chance of winning a championship sooner than anybody else. So I want to hear if you're still, or the people that are still upset, your feelings on Jalen Hurts being the quarterback. And at those news conferences, they usually tap dance around things. I think they were pretty clear, Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni. And I believe them that they're pretty clear. Now, will they look at something else? Yeah, I've already said that. They're going to look at something. It's just, when you look at the things that were good for the Eagles, all the complaints, and again, by some of the hosts on WIP that wanted Nick Sirianni fired, Nick Sirianni was absolutely, absolutely the right choice for a hire for a head coach. Absolutely the right choice. And anybody that disputes that is an idiot and a moron. When you look at what else was out there, you look at the other coaches that were hired, he was the best coaching hire. And right now he's probably better than some of the coaches that still have jobs. One of them being that dope and loser and complete idiot, Mike McCarthy, the head coach of the Cowboys. The Eagles fans ought to root for Jerry Jones to continue to be stupid himself and keep Mike McCarthy and just give him a lifetime contract. So now the Cowboys can only point to him when they look for excuses on why they lose. Boy, they are a horrible organization. For everybody, for all you Cowboy fans, you cockroaches that have, I haven't heard from many of them, very, very few, and I haven't heard from many of them here, and I'm sure that will be lacking today. The Cowboys fans are a disgrace. A disgrace. And the Cowboys fans in this area are a disgrace. An absolute disgrace. You cockroaches. And this is why I gave the Cowboys fans the name of cockroaches. Cockroaches, when it's cloudy and wet and murky outside, the cockroaches just crawl into the mud and you don't see them. The Cowboys fans, when things aren't going right, they just crawl back in the mud and you don't see them or hear from them. That's what you are. That's what you are. You are absolutely, positively, it is the perfect word to describe Cowboys fans. You are cockroaches. And you're gone because the Cowboys suck. The organization sucks. The team sucks. The head coach sucks. Dumb and dumber. The head coach and the quarterback. The quarterback and the head coach, you will never, ever, 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 Cowboys will never, ever, ever win a Super Bowl with those, either one, both those guys. It's like, no, absolutely no chance. And with either one of those guys, you have no chance. If you're a Cowboys fan, you are in trouble. They absolutely suck. All right. So we've dealt with that part of it. And I can't get enough. That's why I tweeted out the last play this week. I can't get enough of that last play. I can't get enough. Charles Barkley ripped him on the post-game show. The worst play he's ever seen called. It might be. They have that segment at the end of a season for a team, but they don't normally do football. But the Cowboys have gone fishing. They stink. It is so pleasurable to hear how an organization is so bad. But I'll give you another organization. It's not Cowboys bad, so I'm not going to go that route. The Sixers are a joke. The Sixers are a joke. The head coach is a joke. The president, general manager, whatever the hell you want to call Daryl Morey, is a joke and a fraud. The coach is a fraud. The president and general manager, just president, whatever Daryl Morey's title is a fraud. They're both stealing money. They both should be taken away in handcuffs for stealing money. $8 million for Glenn Rivers, $12 million for Daryl Morey. This team is further away from a championship than they've been in the last 3 years. They got no shot. I don't care about Joel Embiid's 30-plus points a game for how many games out of how many games. I don't care. I don't care. The reason he has to score those points is because they're not a good team. And he can score the points with the way they play defense and the teams that they were playing. Last night he scored 40 points. He's minus six. He's minus six. How do you score 40 points and your plus minus is minus six? I don't know that I've ever seen that happen. He's a terrific player. He's got flaws in his game. He turns the ball over too much. He's not the MVP. I mean, let's get over that. He's not the MVP. He's not even in the top four. He's not. If you list players that you'd rather have than Joel Embiid, if you're honest with yourself, you can list at least four, maybe five. And probably five. It's just, you can go right down the list. But and listen, he's a terrific player, but he's got flaws in his game, and they're not going to win, and he's not going to win. And the critical turnover he made with about a minute and a half left in the game, he turns the ball over too much. They were up by 22. They were up by 22 in the third quarter. They were up by 22. And the other team, their two best players are gone. Kawhi Leonard hasn't played a game this season. Paul George isn't there. He's hurt. Their two best players aren't there. And the Sixers struggle and lose. And they blew a 22-point lead in the third quarter. And then somebody actually asked Glenn Rivers a question after the game. Kyle, if you have that, let's play it now. I got to play that now. Ask Glenn Rivers a question about his coaching. Kyle, if you have it, let's play it.
What part of this loss would you attribute to coaching?
I don't know. Would you ask Pop that question? No, you wouldn't. So don't ask me that question. I've earned that.
What has he earned? And to compare himself with Greg Popovich, who I don't like his personality, but he's proven that he's a really, really good coach. How can you put yourself in the same breath, in the same sentence as Greg Popovich? Glenn Rivers, Glenn, what have you earned? What have you earned? What have you earned? You were the number one seed last year, and you lost in the second round of the playoffs. You were the number one seed, and you were lucky because the league was so screwed up and everything was so bad. You were lucky you were number one seed. What have you earned? You haven't won a championship since 2008 when Danny Ainge put together a team with three Hall of Famers on it. You've lost 23, not all with the Sixers, 23 consecutive deciding games in the playoffs. You've lost more 3-1 leads in the playoffs than any coach in NBA history. What the bleep have you earned? What have you earned? Zero. Nada. Zilch. Oh, they're a joke. They are a joke. To lose that game, I don't want to be here how many games they won in a row and how many out of how many. They've played real soft teams in that stretch. Really soft teams. And the Clippers aren't a really good team right now, missing their two best players. And you blew a 22-point lead. And they can't close. And you don't know how to substitute. And you really don't know how to coach. And when you blame them for the loss, I think it was the loss about a week ago, when, you know, we just weren't into it. Well, whose fault is that? What have you earned? 215-592-9494. All right, our question today, let me get to I'll call it the DeBruno question because it is the question for you to win a $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers. You can check all their great stuff at DeBruno.com. I'll tell you what you can check out. Go into one of their six stores and you'll find out what you can check. You're going to get, as soon as you walk through the door, you're going to say, I want that, I want that, I want that. Yeah, and I want that too. It's unbelievable. And they're catering. I've experienced it twice. Sensational. All right, so here's the question. And it's kind of based on whether Jason Kelce, and we can talk about that during the show, whether Jason Kelce is going to come back and how much they'd miss Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce he's irreplaceable. But based on Kelce, and I'm starting to think because he really enjoyed this year. He didn't have a lot of injuries. I'm kind of thinking he's coming back. But here's the question, and it's based on coming back. A player you wished would have stayed with any Philadelphia team but left, whether it was retirement, whether it was a trade, or whether it was free agency, a player that has left any one of the Philadelphia teams. 215. And the best one, and our millennial will make the choice. So keep it within the last 25 years. You're probably better off because he doesn't. I don't think he even saw Michael Jordan play. Kyle, did you ever see Michael Jordan play?
I did not.
Okay. So you never saw the best player in the NBA ever play. All right. So, but anyway, so keep it within the last 25 years. 215. It just gives you a better chance to win. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. It's not a bad Saturday. It's not a bad Saturday. It's a good Saturday for me. But it's not a good Saturday for the Sixers. And I think Eagles fans, and we'll find out whether they've accepted this loss. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time. Here on a fine Saturday morning is 8:19.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
94 WIP on a, I can't call it a black Saturday because I'm not going to make it a bad Saturday just because the Sixers are a joke. Because there's still a lot of Eagles things that I know people want to talk about. And let's start with Bob. Bob, you're on WIP.
Hey, King. I am in alignment with everything you said about the Dallas Cowboys. I'm perplexed with the propaganda and why these people think Dak Prescott's any good. He's a loser. He's overrated. He's overpaid. And I'm glad Dallas has him because he's a choke artist. And I think you're in alignment with what I'm saying. Hopefully I'm correct with that. And I don't get why people are fooled. This is obvious. I called this right when you did. Never impressed with the guy. Never, ever, ever. And they're never going to win a Super Bowl. So I'm with you on that.
I thought he was a one-year wonder. Now he's been better than that, but he had the perfect team. The running back was terrific. He shot. Yep. The offensive line was terrific. They're a mess. They're just not, and they're not a good organization. It's something about, how could Jerry Jones hire Mike McCarthy? Of all the coaches, he hires Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy probably sold him. The only Super Bowl only with Aaron Rodgers. How do you win only one Super Bowl? The only Super Bowl he won happened to be in Dallas. So he probably sold him on that. And Jerry Jones is such a dope. He kind of, you'll win another one in Dallas for us. So you will, huh?
Yep.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
And I'll make another prediction. I don't know if you'll agree with it. John Ritchie, and I've done my own research, knows the guy. Micah Parsons, I know he had a great year and probably going to be Rookie of the Year, and he's all pro. He's going to implode. That guy, there's something wrong with him upstairs. That guy's a bad person. I don't know what you know about him.
I haven't seen anything to indicate that.
Well, I'm just saying that John Ritchie knows him because he's in Harrisburg. He knows him personally.
Yeah, he knew him from high school.
Well, he just seems like he's about himself. And look, he's a great talent. I will say this.
I mean, you want to rip Dallas Cowboy players, but I can't rip him. Terrific player, and I've seen no indication that he's going to implode. None.
We'll talk to John, and he'll tell you. I'm sure he got some intimate details. One other thing, I think my person that I wish would have stayed and I really liked him was Brian Dawkins.
You know, I knew people were going to say Brian Dawkins, and there are better ones than Brian Dawkins because I'm going to just give you a little background on Brian. The reason he left is he got Denver offered him so much money that the Eagles didn't want to do it. He was injury prone, and he got injured the next year. And the Eagles still won 11 games without him the following season. 11 games is not chopped liver. So he was an important player. But the thing is, Brian Dawkins was kind of at the end because he just kept on having injuries. But I'll put you in the mix. You're there.
Can I ask you one more thing?
Sure.
The chances of getting Godwin off of Tampa Bay, and what's your thoughts on that? Because they need another receiver. I don't want to. I'm done with Rager. He can't be put.
There's going to be a lot of options. There's going to be a lot of options for Godwin. May be one of them. There's going to be a lot of options. They've got to get a veteran wide receiver. I don't want them to use a draft pick. They'll draft a wide receiver, and you don't have to do it in the first round. They'll probably draft a wide receiver because they got plenty of picks. But they'll sign. I would think that they're going to sign one, and he would probably be one of the guys in the mix. Hey man, I appreciate the call, and I'll put you in the mix for the player that you didn't like leaving for whatever reason. Retire, trade, free agency. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Yo, Burger King, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's happening?
How you been, man? I haven't talked to you a little bit.
I know. You sound like you're down in the dumps there.
And life gets in the way sometimes, Howard. You know what I mean? I'm not going to complain.
You can't let that.
Radio.
Do you have a cold? Yeah. Do you have a cold, Jim?
Yeah, it's health. Yeah, it is health. Yeah.
You know what?
It is what it is, bro. Don't worry about it.
Cold is a sign of COVID. So,
yeah, I ain't got no COVID. I got something else. I'm all right, dude. Don't worry about me.
Okay. Then I won't. Okay, the hell with that.
You got it, brother. What's that, dude? You go hard at the MVP. So the last thing me and you used to argue about was you called out Bryce Harper too early about not being an MVP. You were naming like four or five guys.
No. Let me just clarify this, Jim.
Okay.
Jim, just, I'm going to clarify it because people like you like to change what I said.
The word
he had a great year. However, I think the MVP, if there is one that is good enough from a team that won, should be the MVP. Austin Riley came from it. The Atlanta Braves had an unbelievable September. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
The Phillies had a terrible, terrible last week. They lost, what, six out of the last seven. And if you're the MVP, I know it's a team. Let me finish, Jim. That can't happen. I just thought Bryce Harper is the player of the year. Not a question.
I remember enough, Howard, though. You believe what's the name, that pitchers can be MVPs also, right? Besides Cy Young winners,
It's rare. It's hard to take. Like Fernando, I remember Fernando Valenzuela.
I remember that year too.
Because he was so unbelievably
dominant.
You
still can't give them MVP. They got their own award. It's called a friggin' what's the name, Cy Young.
Yeah, but it's not. But it rarely happens unless there's not a candidate. But I think an MVP has to come from a team.
I wasn't discussing that with you, Howard. What's the name? You know, whether other people had great September or not. The guy had an incredible second half. You went a little early.
You know what? Let's not. Bryce Harper is not the issue today, okay, Jim? Bryce Harper was the player of the year. All right, let's move on.
Let's go with what we agree with.
Let's move on, Jim. I've explained what I said. Let's move on.
Yes, the kid. I agree with everything you said about the kid, and I was talking to Kyle before I got on. The guy, what's his name? They brag about him, rightfully so. Like, what's that called? The big leg, the squat, 400 pounds. So you're going to tell me he's not in the gym working on his upper body, too? The kid's strong. He's got a strong arm. There's no doubt about that. It's
I don't think he's got a strong arm. I think he's got a good enough
coach.
Arm.
No. Yeah, my daughter's gone off. Sorry about that.
I'm going to bite your leg.
Yeah, she can be nasty when she's aggravated. And somebody's aggravating her.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Come on, Jim.
So anyway. Yeah, the decision-making, Howard, is the thing. Let me stop her. Boots, no! There you go. She listens.
Yeah.
Well-trained.
Unlike you.
Yeah, nobody's training me, Howard. Anybody train you?
Yeah, my parents.
So anyway, what's the name? The kid's decision-maker is late. I mean, you know, the coach said it, little Tampa Bay. What's he, a nobody? Of course Arians knows what he's talking about. We've seen it, too.
It wasn't Arians that made those comments.
I'm sorry, whoever it was. I'm sure the guy's well, what's the name, respected. And this has been the question about him. This isn't the first time. There's no nuance. I'm not saying anything new. I'm agreeing with what the opinion is out there about him. His decision-making is late. So I do want Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, let me finish real quick, is the best deep arm in the league for most people. I mean, there might be a couple of guys that compare it to him, but if you got a wide receiver who can blast down the friggin' sidelines, Russell Wilson knows how to hit him in stride.
All
with
right,
that.
Let me just say this: he's not the best deep arm, but he's got a good deep arm. He's not the best deep
accuracy wise.
He's at the back quarter, back 25% of his career.
Disagree
he will cost
that.
Way too much money, and he will
yeah,
take
okay,
too
I'll
much in
that.
Draft picks. I
yeah.
guarantee you Russell Wilson will not be a quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, who's your player?
That's an easy one, especially how about Kyle? Man, I got a shot with the millennialist today. It was a freaking disgrace they got rid of him. It was a disgrace the way they got rid of him. They let Chip Kelly badmouth him out of here. Who am I talking about, Howard?
LeSean McCoy.
No, DeSean Jackson. The hell with LeSean McCoy. He's a bum. DeSean Jackson.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim. That's not going to win, but I'll put you in the mix in case there's nobody else. But I think LeSean McCoy.
McCoy was a better answer for sure.
Yeah, right. Come on, man. It's just now I took one away because Jim. See, that's where Jim screws things up. Jim thinks he's brilliant. All right, let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you're on WIP.
When are we going to let Bryce Harper go? I mean, Jesus.
Just to clarify what I said, people take it out of context.
I agree with you.
I think he had a great year. He's the player of the year. But the MVP's got to come from a team, if there is one, that won something.
The last 15 days, he went 0-for-12 against Atlanta.
Correct.
Yeah. And the first 2.5, 3.5 months, he couldn't even make the All-Star team. So, no, he's not the MVP. But let's move on. I want to get away from Bryce Harper.
Okay.
How about those two dopes in Dallas? Or with three dopes if you count the owner. I mean, he's still saying it's the right play to call.
I know.
I mean, he's a jackass. Mike McCarthy, of course. And Dak. Between Dak and the running back, they've got $50 million in the backfield tied up on cap space.
Yeah, Zeke Elliott was a bad. That was a bad high. That was a bad contract sign. Terrible. That was a terrible.
And Mike McCarthy, they got him three more years. He's under contract with three more years.
Yeah, I know it. Big money.
I don't think he's going to make it. Jerry Jones is waffling already.
Well, I mean, if they get rid of him, they have to get rid of him.
Well, they got to pay him for 3 years.
I don't think they have to pay him for all of it. I don't think they have to pay him for all of it.
If somebody doesn't pick him up, they might have to.
Well, they're going to have dead cap. They're going to have dead cap money. But they're so screwed up. But and I'm going to play the audio from that play. Coming up in the show. It is so much fun to listen to. And what makes it even more fun is to hear that crybaby, Tony Romo. Disgraceful how he roots for the Cowboys.
He got his money and he don't care now.
Yep. What's that?
He got his money, so he doesn't care now.
Well, yeah, $17 million. So we're $17 million to hear him whine and cry? No.
And the other guy that's on with Joe Buck, he now wants Romo money or he's going to leave.
Well, you know what? Troy Aikman's better than Romo. Because
Troy Aikman
at least doesn't talk too much, can explain the game to you. I like Troy Aikman on the air. I like him as a person. I like him on the air. And I like Joe Buck. I like Jim Nance. But
and Jim
Tony
Nance
Romo
and
screws
make,
up Jim Nance. What's that?
Jim Nance and Joe Buck make less than Tony Romo.
I know. Here's the problem. I'm not worrying about their money, okay? Yeah, what did you want to say about the Eagles?
Well, I'm with you. I do not want the guy from Seattle, and I don't even want the guy from Green Bay because he's near the end of his career, too. Yeah, he's a great quarterback. We would probably
really
have to give up
left,
all three first picks.
Yeah, it's really tough to give up three first-round picks because that's really a part of your future.
We need
but Aaron Rodgers, I know Aaron Rodgers could be good for 3 years. I don't think Russell Wilson on this team would be good for 3 years. I don't even know if he'd be good the first year.
I agree with that.
He'd be better than Jalen Hurts, but that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for a quarterback.
You're only paying Jalen $1 million for the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah,
year.
I know.
Keep him.
You got to hope.
I got a guy.
Go ahead.
My guy that I wish he would have finished his career here because he was beloved in Philadelphia, Chase Utley.
Chase Utley was done. I hate to break the news to you, Dennis.
I'm not saying I didn't want him to leave. I want him to finish his career as a Philly.
I'll put him there. For that reason, I'll put him down. But you want players that you can win with. It's like the Phillies tried to recapture their history with, well, the contract of Ryan Howard, maybe you got to throw that out because he got hurt. But Jimmy Rollins, they gave him a contract when they shouldn't have. They gave Chase Utley a contract when they shouldn't have. You know, if he wants to play and he's not playing at the level, you can't allow that to bring your team down. So I'll put you in the mix. I'll put you in the mix because you gave it an effort. But I don't think Chase Utley will win. But that's all right. 215-592-9494. I got to play the audio from that. We'll do that coming back. By the way, Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40, as he will, to take a look at the football this weekend. We're getting down to the final few. And the games this weekend should be better. I'd say should be better than the games last weekend. You know what? We are so tired of this Ben Simmons nonsense. But if you want to vent and just tear a new bleep hole into Ben Simmons, go ahead. He is a disgrace of a person. And it just fits in with that organization from the ownership right on down.
Celebrate Josh him. Harris. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
Okay. Yeah, well, why don't you celebrate it? Because, I wonder if Greg Popovich would say that, since you've compared yourself to Greg Popovich as a coach, Glenn Rivers. So if you want to vent on Ben Simmons, looking at what you think the Eagles need, where you think they improve. And people are wrong about Jonathan Gannon. They lose him. They could probably get another good coach, but then you're changing probably part of your system again. Jonathan Gannon did a much better job than people give him credit for. Look at what he had. So we can talk about that too. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time is now 8:39.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
WIP. Kyle, let's step up the music too a little bit the rest of the show. We got to bring some brightness, and I'll give you your choice on the returns. We got to bring some happiness to this listening audience, just with some good music.
We can blame Battle for those returns.
What's that?
So we can blame Battle for those music returns.
Okay, well, yeah, then blame Battle. For those music returns, but we got to get something and to be a little more uplifting. We got the Sixers, who are a joke. The coach is a joke. The president is a joke. We've got an Eagles season, which we're recovering from because, in honesty, you really didn't think that they'd go much. You didn't even think they were going to make the playoffs, most people. And Joe DiCamera is a fraud too. You know, he says, oh, yeah, I picked him, picked him to make the playoffs. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and you also, after four games, wanted the head coach fired. So where did that go? Stop. stop. I don't need all that nonsense. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Brad, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howie. Good morning, Carl. So a couple things I kind of want to touch on.
Go ahead.
Regarding Jalen Hurts, you know what he really reminds me of? Tim what? Tebow, in a way. You know, nice guy. Got, great personality. Even though I think Tebow won a playoff game, right?
How can you compare him to Tim Tebow?
Well, you know, I'm not saying, not the best version of Tebow. That's what I'm saying. But yeah. Did he just have similar qualities to me? What are you thinking?
Meaning what? Give me the qualities. It wouldn't be qualities if you're making a comparison to Tim Tebow, because nothing about Tim Tebow has quality to it. All right. So,
really?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. As an NFL quarterback, nothing. Zero.
Okay.
You disagree with that?
I didn't see Tim Tebow being like a great thrower, even though, he had the arm.
Tim Tebow was a terrible NFL quarterback. Terrible.
Okay. I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to be in the NFL next 3 years.
Yeah, but you can't. I mean, Jalen Hurts is better than Tim Tebow. Come on now.
I don't know.
I'm not talking about as a college quarterback. No. I'm talking about as a pro quarterback, an NFL quarterback.
Well, Tim Tebow won an NFL game. You can't say that about Jalen Hurts. Yet,
yeah, because Pittsburgh got they went dumb at the end of the game.
Well, sure, hard. But listen.
It was 10-10 in overtime. What did he do for that team? Come on, stop. You're embarrassing
yourself. That's just my opinion, right, Howie?
That's all right. That's good. I mean, it's your opinion. It's your opinion, but I'm telling you, you're wrong.
Another thing regarding Gannon. This is another thing. I a little disagree with that, because he had a whole season to figure out how to win a single game against any decent quarterback. He hasn't figured it out a whole season. So, what, are we going to give him another year to figure out how to win again?
But that's what you do with young quarterbacks. Listen, I'm not sure that Jalen Hurts is the quarterback that can take him to the next level. I have my questions. I know there's people in the organization that have their questions. But right now, he's the best option. Yep. And with that being the case, you've got to give him a chance to try.
100% agree, Howard. That's what I'm saying. Next 3 years, he might be like Tebow, just some year on talking show once he takes these courses. That's what I see him in the next three years, just, being a great host on TV, because he has a great personality like Tim Tebow does.
Who are you talking about?
Huh?
Who did you just say?
Jalen Hurts. Like I said, I think he'll be out of the... in general, next 3 years, he might not be in the NFL, my opinion.
Well, he'll be in the NFL, but I don't know if he'll be a starter.
Right, I'm thinking a little further than that.
So you want to move forward from, what would your suggestion be to the Eagles to move forward?
Oh, I completely agree with you. Economically, right now, Jalen Hurts is the best option because, he barely costs anything. He still can produce. For next season, it's... and the best thing to happen to them is going to the playoffs, and that was a reality check for the Eagles, because it was hoo-hurrah, everyone's riding this, the way of we made the playoffs, and thank God they did, because that was a reality check.
So what do you want to do? What do you want to do?
I don't want a Seattle quarterback. Like you said, he's too much money. He's at the end of his career. So, time will tell. But, for next season, Jalen Hurts is the best option by far. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, with all what you said, but he's not as bad as Tim Tebow.
Right. And I guess the next 3 years will show us that, right? And I do want to thank you, Howard, for keeping everybody in, reality world, because a lot of us fans kind of get emotionally carried away, So I appreciate for pointing out the facts, but those are just some of my opinions, and I thank you for taking my call. You, Kyle, have an awesome weekend.
Okay. I appreciate it. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to take your call and everybody else's call. All right, let's go to Frankie. Frankie in Roxborough. What's going on,
hey,
Frankie?
Hey, Howard. Good to talk to you this morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I never have. I'm like you, Howard. Never have a bad day. We still got to write that book,
Okay, I will.
Okay. Well, Howard, Jalen Hurts. I think he deserves another season.
Well, I don't know if anybody deserves it. You got to, but that's their option. But he will get another season.
That's our best option. But I'm willing to. I want to see how he'll look with some talent, another wide receiver. I would tend to go with what's his name, Mike Williams, with the Chargers.
Is he a free agent?
I think he's a free agent, Howard.
Well, he's a good receiver. He really is.
Yeah,
a good receiver.
And he's like a blockout receiver. He's a big wide receiver, which I think we need. And he has more speed than some of the other guys we had. And I think we got to put some more weapons around him to really make a judgment. Because
you got to get a better team. I will tend to agree with that too. You got to give more wide receivers. You got to give him a running back group where your main running back stays healthy. That's really important. He's got to stay healthy. Yeah, there's a lot of things.
We need a couple more playmakers on defense, Howard.
You need a lot more. You need at least one linebacker. You need help on the defensive line. You need help in the secondary, especially at safety. Rodney McLeod, a great guy, but you need speed.
Right.
You need speed, and that's Rodney McLeod just doesn't have it anymore. And it's too bad because he's a great guy to have in a locker room. He's a great person, but Father Time never loses.
I think we got to go like what the Eagles do. They take priority in the offensive line and the defensive line in the trenches. And
offensive line is good if Kelce comes back.
And yeah, I think we're good with
now
the
because
offense. We got to build the defensive line up because I don't think we're going to have Fletcher Cox. And I was.
Would you have a problem with that if you didn't have Fletcher Cox?
No, I wouldn't have no problem.
Okay, I don't think anybody.
I would. There's one guy I think that would solidify the defensive tackle spot. There's a guy from Georgia.
And yeah, he's too high a pick, right? He's too high a pick.
Yeah.
No, but you're not going to be able to get up there.
I'll tell you the truth, Howard. I'd go with a defensive tackle and an edge rusher. I mean,
well, yeah,
you can't get too many of those people
as long as they're good. All right. What player for the $100 gift certificate to win to DeBruno Brothers at DeBruno.com, what player that you wished would have stayed longer, but left because of retirement, free agency, or a trade?
I got to go with T.O.
You know what? He was a head case, but that's
yeah,
not
but
a bad,
Howard,
that's
he
not,
was good.
Yeah, but yeah, for the reasons, you know what? That's, Frankie, that's not a bad, that's actually a good one. But we'll see what the millennial thinks back at the studio. So, all right, you're in. You're in, Frankie. Frankie, you're in. All right, I wanted to get to the callers, but I got to play the audio from that Dallas. But I'm going to do it. How's this? I'm going to do it when we come back. It's just so much fun to listen to Tony Romo whine, to listen to the Cowboys implode, to listen to the Cowboys be stupid again. And I still haven't heard from a Cowboy fan because you people are cockroaches, cockroaches, cockroaches. You're losers, losers like the Cowboys, losers. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Heskin on a Saturday morning that I guess could be better, but it's okay. Joel Embiid scored 40, but he was -6 in his plus minus. How the hell does that happen? He's got some flaws in his game, and it's a big turnover with over a minute left in the game. Big turnover. That's the part of the game which I don't think will ever get better. If you double him, he's going to score, and he's a terrific player. He turns the ball over way too much. Way too much. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Heskin. WIP Sports Time is now 8:54. And I want to tell you, as I always tell you about the Bruno brothers, because with the games, and you're going to sit there and you're going to watch the games, and you want to eat, and you want to eat well while you're watching games. Well, you can load up on all the best game day eats at the Bruno brothers. That's because they got all the best game stuff. Their stores and staff are loaded with great options, from their house-made cheese spreads, great charcuterie, world-class cheese, the best, antipasto, meatballs. The sandwiches are terrific. The wings, even game day cheese trays. There's no better way to enjoy a game, and a great game, and that's what the playoffs are. Pick up at any of their 6 locations. Their catering team is great. If you ever want to get for the big game, you want to get a bunch of people together, their catering team would be off the charts for you. Or download the DeBruno Brothers app for curbside pickup or delivery. If you haven't been to the original DeBruno Brothers shop on 9th Street, I've stopped in there a couple of times. There's one on the Italian market. You've got to check them out. Since 1939, the shop has been selling some of the best Italian and international specialties in the area. Team, the people, everybody's incredible. They're knowledgeable, friendly, warm. They really make you feel like family. It's a one-of-a-kind Philly experience. And there's many reasons I love the Bruno Brothers, but great food is a part of it. They're a big part of the community.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.